Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As honeybee populations continue their mysterious decline, scientists are racing to find the cause. Reinhard Stüger, associate professor in epigenetics at the University of Nottingham, explains how pesticides can alter the behavior of a hive for generations.
Over the last years, there has been concern that foraging honeybees may expose entire hives to pesticides by importing pollen and nectar gathered from pesticide-treated plants. Thus, the health of the queen, drones, young workers, and developing brood could all be affected. Is there any basis for such concerns? We took a closer look at a neonicotinoid insecticide. Globally, neonicotinoids are one of the most used insecticides to protect crops including canola, soybeans, and maize against pests such as aphids, whiteflies, and weevils. And this was our experiment. To three beehives, we provided syrup containing 2 parts per billion insecticide. As a control, we supplied 3 hives with untainted syrup. After 2 weeks of feeding syrup, we collected bee larvae from all hives and analyzed the activity of their genes. What we found is that around 300 genes behave somewhat differently in larvae from insecticide-exposed hives. Remarkably, many of these genes play a role in metabolism, regulating the way cells process and use energy. We conclude that low levels of insecticide, if imported into hives, could indeed influence metabolism and development of honeybee larvae. Naturally, new questions now emerge. Do these insecticides also alter the energy metabolism of adult foraging bees, or indeed other pollinating insects? If so, how persistent are these effects? Future experiments will tell.
That was Reinhard Stüger of the University of Nottingham. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.